You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Friday afternoon. Eric Snodgrass is here from Agrible, and we are looking at the weather forecast. Eric, let's start with the tornadoes in Indiana. What happened?
Yeah, that was a surprise event. We essentially had a weak boundary that kind of pushed through Illinois early in the morning. This would be on the 24th, and then by the time that boundary got into Indiana, it was kicking off these storms, and because of the wind shear profile, they began to rotate, as supercells do, and then many of them produced tornadoes. And when it was all said and done, that was 35 reports of tornadoes. Now, for perspective, this was probably one of the largest tornado outbreaks in August in U.S. history that we can think back on. Worst damage that we saw was probably in Kokomo, where they had an EF3 tornado. That's producing wind speeds probably in the neighborhood of about 150 miles an hour. We're still getting a lot of the damage surveys in today, though. I did see quite a bit of crop damage, though, several aerial photographs of cornfields laid flat by some of this corn. But, you know, when you kind of take that and put it into the bigger picture of what's been going on across the Corn Belt, the big thing is that it's been wet. We've had a lot of repeated thunderstorm activity, and basically the setup has been a trough, kind of in the west and in a ridge kind of over the southeast, and that's been pushing a lot of low-pressure systems and frequent frontal passages through our region for the last couple of weeks. As a result, our rain and storm chances have been high, and we've been getting them. And that continues, actually, all the way through the weekend. You know, we will see temperatures in the mid-80s, but, boy, there's a pretty good chance for rain again tonight and then again on Saturday and even into Sunday. We've even got storms going right now in southern Illinois and Missouri and even some stuff out in western Illinois. So all this has been, it's been wet, keeping the crops green. But I'll say probably the best impact for this has been on the bean crop. You know, we've been keeping a close tab on the Pro Farmer Tour as they're going around and looking across the Corn Belt and what yields look like. And while they have certainly come down in their estimates based upon a comparison between them and the USDA for corn yields, which we certainly expect here at Agrible for them to do, the tall bean crop was going to be very susceptible to heat and dry conditions in August, and it just didn't happen. The heat was kept at bay, had plenty of precipitation, so we're expecting this bean crop to be pretty big. So a lot of neat things going on in ag right now in that regard.
Hey, one other item that we ought to take up. I've asked about this a couple of times over the last week or so. It really is kind of hurricane season. Anything to keep an eye on?
Yeah, you're right about it being hurricane season. So the climatological peak in hurricane activity is around September 10th, September 11th. And right now we're seeing a lot of activity in the Western Atlantic and the Gulf of Mexico and in the Caribbean. I'll tell you, it is primed. The sea surface temperatures are warm. For the most part, wind shear is low, and that's all good for hurricanes. So we're watching this thing that's called right now 99L. It gets that name from the National Hurricane Center. It's an area of active tropical thunderstorms. We call them tropical waves, but they're not waves in the ocean. Tropical waves in the flow of the atmosphere that we're keeping a close eye on. 99L just spent yesterday going over the island of Hispaniola. It's now trying to make its way toward Bermuda, where the sea surface temperatures are warm. But unlike a hurricane or even a tropical storm, the circulation isn't fully closed off yet. And where it is, it's very small and confined. So we got to keep an eye on this, because if it follows some of the forecast models into the Gulf of Mexico, there's the potential for it to get some, gain some strength and basically hit the southeastern United States with maybe as a tropical storm. It's a lot of this is still up in the air. I'm not worried about the winds right now. I'm really worried about the rain. Remember, we had a lot of rain in the Gulf. Louisiana just finished a week where they had over 2 feet of rain, right, going back the last 10 days. So as this kind of moves through, we got to watch for Florida, got to watch for the southeast, because its biggest threat is probably going to be precipitation moving forward throughout this week. So keep an eye on the tropics, because next 6 to 8 weeks, as we go toward harvest, a tropical system could make its way up the mid-Mississippi Valley like Hurricane Ike did in 2008 and dump a lot of rain in this part of the world.
Hey, thanks, Eric. We appreciate you being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible, joins us on this Friday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report.